The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And Jesus said to the Jews, "My Father is at work until now, and so I am at work. For this reason they tried to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his Father, making himself equal to God. But Jesus answered and said to them, 'I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will also do. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone. He has given all judgment to the Son, so that all who may honor the Son may also honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. And I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in me, in the one who sent me, has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. And I say to you, the hour is coming and is already here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear it will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he has given to the Son possession of life in himself. And as he gave his power to exercise judgment because he is the Son of Man, do not be amazed, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, and those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, and those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. These are elusive readings. And of course, we're dealing with the Gospel of John, which is very mystical. And in this section we have for a reading today, it deals with the unity of the Trinity, Jesus and the Father being one in the power of the Spirit. The first reading comes from Isaiah the prophet. And our difficulty is that we're jumping from one prophet to the next. We had Ezekiel yesterday, and we have Isaiah today, and we're moving around. So let me connect in a very brief moment the teaching of the gospel and the teaching of Isaiah. Isaiah comes about 700 years before Christ. He comes at a crucial time in the life of the people of Israel. There was great division. The country, or the kingdom of Israel, was divided into north and south. And when it was divided, it became weak. Division made it weak. And then they were overcome by the Assyrians, and the people of Israel were taken into exile. And they went to the Babylonian exile for about 70 years. They lost the temple. They lost everything. And they lost it all because somehow they were divided. When they were divided not only among themselves, but they were divided in the presence of God. Now we come to a gospel reading here, which in John's mystical language is very difficult to capture in a short time. He does deal with the unity between the Father and himself, Jesus speaking. And teaches us that the Trinity is a sign of oneness. It's a sign of profound, infinite relationship. Therefore, three persons become one because of this extraordinary sense of oneness, of bond, of belonging between Father, Son, and Spirit. In the human context, both readings mean that when we have unity, God is present. God is present in unity. Division, war, violence, selfishness, all signs of the absence of God. Look at the Ukraine today, the sense of violence and destruction and abuse of people, and the extraordinary assault on the dignity of individuals is a sign of the absence of God. For us, in our journey through Lent, the sign of God's presence is compassion, it's belonging, it's forgiveness, it's charity, it's to bless the other person. That makes God present. It's a cheerfulness, it's a sense of optimism, it's a sense that God is present in us. And God becomes present in an extraordinary way when we have unity. So to live out the sense of God's presence and unity today, it would be good for us in our Lenten journey to forgive somebody today, to overlook somebody's weakness, to find something positive to say rather than negative about a person, to call up somebody who is lonely or empty or would like to receive a call, to touch somebody in healing or encouragement. This is the sense of unity to make God present. So keep this in mind. It might lead us to begin the journey of the day in prayer here to say, how is the Spirit calling us to witness the unity of God in our lives? I know when you get to the gospel, it's very mystical, it's elusive, but if you bring it down to the human experience, you'll find that there is real value and there's something enfleshed about this. When we take the gospel, we say we'll put it into action, we'll make it real, we'll bring it to life in the manner in which we live just this day. This teaching is not for tomorrow, this teaching is for today. Tomorrow we'll have another teaching, but today we are called to be ministers, disciples of unity. So make a phone call. Bless somebody, be generous, give a gift, say a good word, lift somebody's spirit, make God present in unity, not in division, where God is absent or diminished. We pause now for a moment of prayer. And in a special way, of course, we're all carrying the people of Ukraine in our prayers and see the evil of violence and destruction. It is so transparent and so obvious about the absence of God in greed and in violence. So we'll pray for the victims in these moments, the victims of the absence of God.